In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. And if your smartphone is out of memory again, there is a way that you can rest assured that those pictures you have to scramble to delete are safely backed up. Let's break it down. Joining us now in studio is Gear and Gadgets Editor for the Wall Street Journal's off-duty section, Michael Hsu. Welcome back, Michael.
Thanks, Tanya.
So pictures, as we well know, take up prime real estate on our smartphones. You can't do much. You can't update an iOS. You can't download stuff, oftentimes without deleting pictures in a pinch. Everyone knows this story. But obviously, we need an easy way to back them up first so we can feel safe about doing that when we need to. So you've narrowed them down to three options. Let's start with the one that you have to pay for first and see if you get that bang for a buck. Apple's iPhoto app. Is it a good option? Walk us through it.
Well, if you're already in the Apple ecosystem, it's kind of a no-brainer because Apple recently cut the prices. So you can get 2 terabytes of storage, which is plenty for most people, and it's $10 a month. And for a buck a month, you get 50 gigabytes of storage. And what's great about it is that it just manages all your photos for you automatically. So it'll upload them to the cloud, and then it will even automatically delete the photos that are older once it senses that your phone is running out of space. So, it's a super simple solution.
So that's a good option if you don't mind paying a monthly fee. Some free alternatives, though, are probably in order for some people. One is Google Photos. Pros, cons, what do you get for free?
You get actually unlimited storage for free with Google Photos, and it works on iOS as well. The only restriction is that they limit you to 16 megapixels for your photos and 1080p for your videos. But for most smartphone users, that's never going to come up at this stage in the game. So it's a great place to back up everything. It's free. And just like with iCloud, it just happens in the background. I think the key with any backup system is that you don't have to think about it. So you take your photos, you go to your settings, you enable it, and magically, anytime you're on Wi-Fi, your photos just get uploaded to the cloud. No effort on your part.
That sounds like what I need. Flickr is still holding strong. That's been around forever. What's the latest by way of cloud pic storage?
Well, what's great about Flickr is, as you said, it's been around. People sort of forgot about it. But it's free, and you get a terabyte of storage, which, again, is a lot. And there's no restrictions on megapixels or video resolution. And what I actually like to do is I actually use 2 at once because, people are always changing their terms of service or the rate change plans. And so I just like to have 2. They go in the background. I just toggle them on, and that's all I had to do. And, then you have a little more peace of mind. So, you can do iCloud or Google Photos and then do Flickr as your third option. There's no harm in doing that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Michael Hsu about the key ways to back up photos on your smartphone. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So eventually, you're going to want safekeeping with a hard drive. The hardest part is just sitting down and doing it. But what should we know?
In the piece, I sort of go through the really nuts and bolts of how to do each thing with, click this and click that. But the bottom line is you do want to be able to just pull everything out without, when you want to download your 2 terabytes of photos, you don't want to click, 7,000, checkboxes to do it. And the only thing I would say is that Google Photos at this point, it is a little bit more difficult right now because you can only download 500 photos at a time. There's some other geekier ways to, pull all your stuff out of Google. But if you're concerned about, wanting to grab everything right now, iPhoto and Flickr are just a little bit easier to use right now.
Michael Hsu, thank you as always.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks again to Gear and Gadgets editor for the Wall Street Journal's off-duty section, Michael Hsu. You can check out more at WSJ.com. So ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.